In the not-for-profit sector, all involved know all too well about the economic challenges of the day and the environment of constrained resources. And at the same time, all segments, whether social service, humanitarian, healthcare, education, or cultural institutions, are confronting exponential increases in demand while dealing with the reality of increased cost. Best practices in the nonprofit sector have always pointed to the importance of meaningful organizational collaborations. This obvious strategy is so that resources are maximized and redundancy minimized, with the ultimate aim of advancing organizational objectives. Approximately 8,000 nonprofits currently operate in Maryland. Those who elect to operate in isolation will do so at their peril. Collaboration is no longer an option, but an institutional must. At the Associated Jewish Community Federation of Baltimore, we have forged dozens of important collaborations across a variety of sectors and disciplines, some with foundations, some with grassroots organizations, some with well-known area institutions, and many with city, county, state, and federal government. Our government has been instrumental in recognizing the increased responsibilities that have befallen the not-for-profit sector. I can cite countless examples of the proactive, resolute, and thoughtful nature of government leadership at a time when government has often been criticized for inaction. I'm pleased to say there's another side to the story. As the Maryland legislative session has just got underway, the Baltimore Jewish Council, an agency of the Associated, is working on developing coalitions with our government and with a number of organizations throughout our region, all in pursuit of the greater good. Issues include welfare, care and housing for the elderly, support for vulnerable populations, education, the environment, and health care. Together, the Associated, the Baltimore Jewish Council, and a myriad of great organizations in our area are advocating, planning, and working with government partners. Meaningful conversations are happening at City Hall, at the State House, and on Capitol Hill. For instance, the Baltimore Jewish Council is sponsoring Advocacy Day in Annapolis, an opportunity for constituents to engage with lawmakers on issues of importance. While Advocacy Day, which will be taking place on Wednesday, February 5th, 2014, from 4 to 8 p.m., happens only once a year, there are numerous opportunities to engage in the process. For more information on activities of the Council, go to the Council's website at baltjc.org. I encourage everyone to get involved through the nonprofits that you care about. Collaboration is the call of the day, and our government and our leadership are poised to partner. Your voice matters. I'm Mark Terrell, president of the Associated Jewish Community Federation of Baltimore, for WYPR, your NPR news station.